Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Combating obesity in the United States cannot be dealt with unless we understand how we got to where we are today. A lot of organizations have jumped on this problem to further their own interests or just to push their own philosophy on everyone else. We're all aware of the lawsuits against McDonald's and the widespread criticism of fast foods. There's been an assault on corn sweetener, too, and soft drinks. Reality is that corn sweetener is just like sugar. And speaking of sugar, there's proposed legislation to tax soft drinks that have sugar or sweetener in them. And they may even tax orange juice, which is high in sugar. The organizations that want to do away with animal agriculture point to fat as the problem, and they say that fat makes you fat. All of these loud voices screaming about what we're doing wrong fail to acknowledge the upfront fact that the real culprit is a number of calories. Calories, it's as simple as that. The number of calories in the label should be in big, bold letters. The rest is of less importance. So why do we eat so much? We eat too much because it tastes good and food is cheap. We spend less than 10% of disposable income on food. And contrast that with the cost of food in developing countries where they spend as much as 50% of their income on food. They don't have the money to overeat. And I've been in many countries, rich and poor. Europe is gaining weight faster than we are right now. Go to Africa. You won't find many overweight people there. And I was in Cuba in March. They're not overweight there. And I've been to North Korea, but I'll bet they're skinny there. It all boils down to this. The rich countries have solved their problem of hunger with an abundance of cheap food. And that's created another problem, obesity. And therefore, do we tax all food and make it a lot more expensive? Of course, we're not going to do that. The government is proposing all kinds of legislation. It won't do very much good. The simple answer is we need to have more discipline to control how many calories we eat and get more exercise. I know it won't be easy. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.